Is it necessary to have cavities in the baby teeth repaired? If the baby teeth are going to fall out, I don't think that it matters if they become decayed.
You're mistaken about that. Cavities in the baby teeth should be treated for two reasons. First of all, the tooth may become infected if the decay is severe. Infection from a tooth might be painful and harmful to a child's general health. The second reason is that premature loss of baby teeth can result in crooked permanent teeth.
For which teeth is the most important?
This is particularly important in the permanent first molar, 6-year molar, and the deciduous second molar. If the permanent first molar moves forward because the deciduous second molar has been lost too soon, the length of the dental arch will be shortened. If that happens, there may not be space for all the permanent teeth.
And what do you do if there is not enough space?
A space maintainer is needed if certain baby teeth are lost too soon. A space retainer is needed when there isn't enough space. In the way, the dental arch is lengthened and space is made for the teeth to grow normally.
I never realized that baby teeth are so important.
Yes. Deciduous teeth are very important. Be sure that all of your children brush their teeth well. Don't give them too many sweet foods. Also, be sure that they have a dental examination every 6 months. Use toothpaste that has a fluoride in it to help strengthen the tooth enamel and prevent cavities.
I see. We do not use fluoride toothpaste. I didn't know it is so helpful.
Fluoride that's applied to the teeth by a dentist or dental hygienist is also helpful. Fluoride in a child's drinking water is the third way to strengthen the teeth. It's the most effective way to prevent cavities. Ideally, all three methods of applying fluoride should be used.
As for now, doctor, what is the best thing to do?
There are many things that I have to do before I make a diagnosis and treatment plan for your son.